Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo. I'm heading back. Greg Isaac, I'll have a word with you. Eric, I'll have a word with you, too.
What did I do?
I don't know, but Chris is on assignment. He's insulated from this whole thing. Patriotic July 4th. Happy 4th of July, everyone, but I'm a little bit unhappy. Joseph J., what say you?
Yes, happy 4th of July, everyone. Oh, I thought that you, like, is that, you did that seriously?
That was your reprimand.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back. Happy 4th of July, everyone. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special here on KPHX 1480 AM. Be kind to your web-footed friends.
For
a duck, maybe somebody's brother, like mine.
I didn't know.
Be kind to your friends in the swamp.
I'm glad
where the weather is very, very dumb.
I'm glad you came back in. I still have a chance to meet Frozen the Duck.
Well, you might have thought that that was the end.
It
isn't. I am back. Yeah. We've got a great show. But I know we got a lot to talk about in this segment, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
I came back just for the segment, actually.
Otherwise, I would not be here. But yes, it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Independence Day special. Great guest today, in addition to retired special warfare operator Jimmy Hatch with Spike's K-9 Fund. We also have war correspondent Robert L. Cunningham, Afghanistan on the Bounce book. He's going to be here in studio joining us for a couple of segments. And we have on pyrotechnician Steve Barnes with the Fireworks Productions of Arizona. He joined us on last year's show.
I remember.
And we also have on reviews of several new films, including Faith of Our Fathers, The Overnight, Magic Mike XXL.
Can't wait for that, huh, Joseph?
Thanks, Greg. Eric. Yeah, you know what? You guys are both. Yeah, they are pretty much now. And Terminator Genesis.
Yes.
So a lot to do today. And also we have someone else that will be on in our third hour, right? At 11 o'clock.
That's right. And I'm here because as owner and chief and commander in chief, you name it, I was absolutely shocked and dismayed overhearing a co-host fight last week. I was in Florida, National Hockey League draft. I was looking forward to it. Had a great time. And I turned on the radio, and I hear this bickering, and I hear that you're walking out, quitting right on the air.
I was done. I was done.
We were just having fun with her.
But it was a guest. It was a very important guest. These people do these things for free for us, you know? I mean, she was taking her time out of her business, Greg.
And you were demeaning her. You and Eric, what was going on there? Greg and Eric was. And I want to publicly apologize because I got tons of emails and I can't.
I did too.
I'm going to write emails back, but we want everyone to listen, obviously, to this show as a public apology for the outrageous behavior that I heard last Saturday. I came in, I flew in
Come
for this
on, you
show.
Know if you were here, you would have jumped in.
Oh, absolutely not.
Come on. I think so.
I have respect for women, and I am absolutely demanding apology from you, Greg and Eric. And I apologize for your behavior publicly, and I'm here today to settle things down and have a full reconciliation between the combatants. Now, in addition, I have ordered sensitivity training for each of the co-hosts. Eric, you're going to have sensitivity training. I think Kathleen will like that, actually. And Greg, you're going to have sensitivity training, and I'm going to define it. We're going to go over an exercise live to make sure you get started. I'm not an expert in this, but neurolinguistic programming does have things that will get things going. So this never, ever happens again on our show or any radio show.
I agree with that because I also got my fair share of emails. I mean, I have texts. Honestly, you better hope that you guys never meet Shannon again. I know you've met Shannon, but Shannon really had some great words, words that I wish that I could say on the air, but the FCC would be.
Oh, come on, Shannon.
But, you know, my friends were telling me when I told them, no, I have not quit, they told me, no, you really should. That was absolutely ridiculous and uncalled for.
Come on. I mean, it was funny.
Now, Greg, this is what sensitivity training's about. I'm on Joseph's side on this one. I agree with Joseph.
Do I have Eric on my side?
And Eric,
no comment.
Eric and Greg will have to take their medicine right now. Now, sensitivity training is training intended to sensitize people to their attitudes, behaviors that may unwittingly cause offense to others, especially members of various minorities. Now, women, you can't treat women like you did. It was degrading. It was demeaning to them.
I agree.
They're not a minority. There's more women than there are men.
Well, you know, traditionally they haven't been treated equally, right?
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Greg and Eric, well, you guys are, you're perpetuate.
You sound like me now.
Yeah.
Taffy Duck.
You're making it worse, essentially. You guys are making it worse for women. And then, I mean, then they, imagine people are hearing this, and I completely... I'll cop out to this as well, or I don't even know the phrase. I'm sorry, I'm too worked up over this. I'm surprised that I'm even here today because this was like a last-minute thing. But the fact that you guys did this to this woman, and I don't even know. I've done this in the past on the show. I've said things about older women. I will completely take responsibility
women.
For that. Attractive women, yes. Yes, and I've
women in
I've
general.
Talked about, you know, the hotness scale and stuff like that. I'm sorry. To be fair, this is an entertainment show, but I have gotten my fair share of emails as well, and I will be reaching out to these people individually.
But I don't think you need sensitivity training.
I'm going to take it anyway, though.
Oh, you're going to take it?
We'll talk about it. I mean, I don't want to... Because I feel that I was partially to blame because of my internet being down.
But older women are hot, though.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I completely agree.
Oh.
I feel like I have to.
I mean, y'all agree? Where's this training going?
I mean, my son's mom, just the other day, she's older than me. Someone thought she was my mom.
What?
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's
Jennifer
funny.
Connelly was hot in Noah,
great.
Which was the dumbest movie I've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
which
but one? She was hot.
Yeah, that
hey,
was.
She's
I'll
breaking
agree with
up
that.
With. No, is that the one? No, Garner's breaking
Jennifer
up with
Garner
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, like
and
horrible.
Andy McDowell is a very attractive
she's
woman,
very
currently
attractive.
In her prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but getting back to sensitivity training, the idea. We
digress.
Sensitivity training is respecting each person. That's what I'm talking about. We
yes.
want this show to be respectful.
I
have founded the show based on principles of breakthrough thinking, meaning evolving. We can't de-evolve. Is that a word?
Devolve?
Okay, maybe it's Robert Devolve.
I used it in one of my
but
reviews
anyway.
This year. This year.
But this
I'm
is very
so
important to have the respect because guests, what if they don't want to come on anymore because they don't know what Eric and Greg's going to say?
I agree. And I'm booking these guests, and I've actually had a couple of publicists who have you
it's
know,
scripted, though. You know what we're going to say.
I don't know what you're going to say to them.
I don't know what you're going to say.
I don't know what you're going to say to them. I mean, it was, I don't know.
But it's
this,
very
it sounds
important.
Like you didn't have a conversation with them off air, Dave.
I know, I wanted to, but I'm shocked that they're not taking me seriously. And it's going to be zero tolerance, by the way. And zero tolerance is where you don't, it's one strike, you're out. That's it. It's not going to be two strikes or Greg, that was the third amazing joke, but it didn't work because you're degrading women.
Oh, my.
Dave, did you talk to our guest? Haven't even said her name. Doris Markovic, right?
Yeah, Doris Markovic. I talked to, I apologize profusely.
Civil rights attorney. She was on last week's show.
Did you
in
take
honor
her
of
out
tattoo.
On a little
no, but
date
she was,
action?
Now, shame on you. She was really nice.
Strike
about
one.
This. She zero tolerance. Security, Eric, we have security here. Can you escort Craig out of the
yes,
studio?
Yes, I'll call one of the interns.
Yeah, the interns? Okay. But zero tolerance means you, there's no tolerance at all.
I'm sorry.
And it's controversial because should people have a second or third chance? In Greg's case, it would be the 99th chance. We've talked to him about this many times. So I'm on your side. I agree with you, Joseph.
Thank you.
I was shocked. It was just unbelievable what I heard on the air, and we're very sorry for that.
I thought it was one of our best shows.
We had great guests, and
strike two.
And and I believe that everyone should go to breakradioshow.com, click on the archives,
and listen and see what you think of that show.
Listen to the whole show. I thought it was a good show. You are right, Greg. We had some great guests that day, and I believe that Doris Markovic was a great guest. Honestly, we are apologizing to her today. We're going to be talking to her at 11 o'clock.
Excellent. I can't wait
you
to
reached
speak
out
to
her.
She'll
right?
talk to Breaking Through Entertainment.
I didn't send her the information, though. I mean, you
doesn't
have
matter.
To forgive her.
No.
Okay. You must forgive her. And she's a nice lady with some very unique perspectives.
Yes. And we've got so many other wonderful things
on
today's
show. So what did you talk to her about, Dave?
Well, I talked to her about, I first of all apologize, saying that no one should treat her that way. They didn't respect her. They kept prank calling her. Eric, thank you. And it just didn't make sense to me. Regardless of how interesting her representing teddy bears was, that didn't make sense either. But I still didn't think
she said she had a toaster for a client.
Yeah, but you know, it's a paying client.
That's why I got her for the show, because there are, you know,
there are people.
There are attorneys who handle very specific, unique cases.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
And there are clients out there need that.
You didn't think there was a teddy bear artist, and you offended that guest. I had a deal with an email from her.
No, I didn't. She laughed.
Yeah, she laughed on the air, and then I got an email from her. She was very upset because you were calling her out, and I don't know.
Gee, I can't do anything right.
No,
you can't.
Yeah, you can. We're going to.
I thought it was right. I thought it was great stuff.
Well. Whatever.
No, Eric, you're a fine producer.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys apologize to Doris. I'm going to apologize as well.
You're right. I think I'll do a little apology. I actually have a little potential surprise for her that I think she'll enjoy.
Uh-oh.
It can help her, you know, get her name out there a little bit more and maybe get her some business.
Okay, very good.
Let's hope so.
I hope so, because I haven't talked to her since then, because she hasn't responded to my emails. And so, I don't blame her, honestly.
So Saturday, you know, after the show Saturday and all day Sunday, for the next 8 weeks, Eric and Greg, you're going to sensitivity training. So hopefully you'll be sensitive to that request.
Are you picking up the tab?
Yeah. Yeah, I've already arranged it. Yeah.
But
if you don't show up, it automatically goes on your credit. And they bill you automatically if you don't show up. And you have to get an A. You have to prove that you'll be the most sensitive man in the world. Like, you know, the most interesting man in the world. What do you think?
I can be both.
I mean, we are pretty sensitive, myself and Eric. I believe Eric is. We're both Democrats.
The most sensitive men
in
the world are the Kings of Tampa.
Ooh.
What's that?
Kings of Tampa.
I don't know.
Magic Mike XXL.
Oh, I should
have
watched that.
See it. Yeah.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
So that's, do we have an agreement from Eric and Greg about sensitivity training?
Yes, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
If it could lead to a raise, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I will reserve my judgment until after you guys speak with Doris. Yeah.
Mrs. Markovic. Doris.
Yeah, our civil rights attorney.
Yeah.
I've got something else for her as well to apologize for my part as well. So
yeah, and let's hope she doesn't go to the Supreme Court and take this case, because this could be a case.
Is that something she mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping, and the way the Supreme Court is ruling, you guys could be in big trouble.
I hear federal prison's really cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I hear they have tennis courts.
Let's not bring the mood down too much. It is a day to celebrate Independence Day, and we're gonna celebrate for the next 5 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. 3 hours of brand new material here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and then we got a surprise after that.
Excellent.
Which we'll reveal later. Faith of Our Fathers. We spoke with one of the stars of that, Kevin Downs, last week.
Kevin Downs.
We will be replaying that interview during a very special. Faith of Our Fathers opened on Wednesday. David A.R. White and Kevin Downs play strangers who, guided by letters handwritten from their fathers from the Vietnam War battlefield, embark on a journey to the Vietnam Veteran Memorial in Washington, D.C. Along the way, they discover that the devastation of war cannot break the love of a father for his son. You know, as we said last week, this is a very unique movie. It tackles topics from both a faith-based approach and a patriotic perspective. It deals with a variety of subjects such as father-son relationships, honoring our veterans, appreciating our freedoms, respecting one another's ways of thinking, remaining loyal to our friends and to ourselves, and trusting that everything happens for a reason. So, sounds like a perfect movie for Independence Day, right?
Sure.
So, thumbs up for Faith of Our Fathers. But right now, you know, the voice of the Ice Queen from Frozen.
Let It Go.
Let It Go. Idina Menzel, the Star Spangled Banner from this year's Super Bowl.
Can you see?
This is the Star Spangled Banner.
This year was in Phoenix.
Yes, and this was sung in Phoenix.
It sounds like it sounds a little bit hot.
Well, Idina Menzel is hot.
Oh, wait.
What? I'm sorry.
That's why he's going too.
Yeah. And he doesn't find older women attractive. I think they're the most attractive. Well, well, they're under 50.
Who's broad stripes and
older
bright
women
stars?
Make the,
she what? Thinks my tracks are sexy.
Yeah. Right here, you know the song. Older women.
Make
short people have got no reason to love.
It's not that one. This is a very slow Star Spangled.
You know, we can keep doing some of this. Dave actually can't fire us or let us go there because of the contracts we signed 6 months ago.
I got Doris to check those contracts. No, I did.
I would have trusted her in that. Breaking Through Entertainment's contracts.
Oh, yeah. She's added
She's very
stuff.
Detail-oriented.
Yeah. 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 By the way. Okay, didn't tell you that. Anyway, so let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. In the world of entertainment, I will be demanding apologies all through the show. I will be watching out for misbehaving people on this show. We'll be right back.
Worth